USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The next few days and weeks will be difficult at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's according to Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. But he also says...
The lifting of the Title 42 public health order does not mean our border is open. In fact, it is the contrary.
Title 42 was the COVID-era immigration policy that expedited deportations. Mayorkas is warning immigrants to only use legal pathways to enter the U.S. We're just weeks away from the U.S. defaulting on its debt. And President Biden says, if it happens, it'll be devastating.
21 million people at risk of losing Medicaid. Cut federal law enforcement officers. Cut 30 million veterans' health care visits.
Speaking at SUNY Westchester Community College in New York, Biden accused some Republicans of holding the economy hostage. Congressional leaders and the president will meet again on Friday. A bipartisan group of lawmakers introducing a bill to create a COVID-19 commission. The legislation would establish an official group to conduct a comprehensive investigation into the pandemic, looking into the origins of COVID-19, public health messaging, vaccine development and distribution, and the medical supply shortage. New York Congressman George Santos says his indictment on 13 federal charges is nothing more than a witch hunt.
I'm going to fight my battle. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to fight the witch hunt. I'm going to take care of clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that.
Santos pleaded not guilty to all the charges and says he will not resign from office. In fact, he plans to run for re-election. He was taken into custody this morning and released on $500,000 bond. An over-the-counter birth control pill may be in our future. A panel of FDA advisors has recommended that the over-the-counter pill called O-Pill be made available. A final decision from the FDA is expected this summer. This is USA News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love...
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
There's been a big payout to a woman who developed brain cancer from smoking.
Philip Morris USA has been ordered to pay $37 million to a Massachusetts woman who got sick from smoking Marlboro Light cigarettes. The state Supreme Judicial Court ruled on Tuesday that Philip Morris falsely claimed that the Lights brand was safer than the stronger Marlboro Red cigarettes. The court agreed with Patricia Walsh Green that she may have quit smoking sooner if Philip Morris had not advertised Marlboro Lights as a healthier product. A judge announced after the verdict that Philip Morris has also violated consumer protection laws. I'm Skip Kelly.
A congressional hearing is set for next week on the artificial intelligence platform ChatGPT. The CEO of OpenAI Technology will be questioned by the Senate subcommittee. The committee wants to know more about the benefits and risks associated with AI. Insurance companies will no longer have to cover COVID tests after tomorrow. While we were under a public and national health emergency designation, Americans with insurance were able to get up to 8 at-home COVID tests a month for free since January of last year. Former Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs has pleaded guilty to two charges related to a deadly car crash in 2021. Ruggs was charged with DUI resulting in death and vehicular manslaughter. Las Vegas Metro Police say he was going more than 150 miles per hour on a residential street when he plowed into another car, killing the driver and a dog. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.